This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everybody! We have a very special hour coming up. Our guest... are the Segi family. That's exactly right. My two sons and my wife are going to be joining me for the better part of the hour, and we're going to reminisce about what it was like growing up in our family, and I hope that we touch on a lot of subjects that you can relate to. We're going to have a good time, and I hope that you'll listen in and enjoy it. Gives you a little insight to our family, which I very seldom talk about on the air, because I'm always talking about our guests. So stay tuned. I think you will enjoy this. Scott Segi, Christopher Segi, and my wife Claudia Segi will be our guest. And also, did you get some Christmas money for Christmas this year? Well, Mario Armstrong is going to tell us how to spend it because he's a digital lifestyle expert. And that's all coming up this hour.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
Attention seniors on Medicare and Medicaid, or receiving extra help for your prescription drugs. We have great news. You can change or enroll into a Medicare plan every 3 months if you qualify, all from the comfort and safety of your own home, over the phone. No one even needs to come to your home. And in minutes, we'll tell you all about some additional new Medicare benefits for you, like dental, vision, hearing, transportation, and more. Call us. We'll explain all your new Medicare benefits. Premiums are as low as $0 per month. Even if you are not paying anything for your coverage now, you need to call our licensed agents to review your plan. There are zero-cost plans available in some areas. Don't wait till next year. Get all the Medicare benefits you deserve. Call a licensed agent today.
800-461-2114. 800-461-2114. That's 800-461-2114. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And we are back, live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi Today, and this is our Christmas show, and we're going to do something a little bit different this time around. You know, I've had disc jockey friends of mine over the years that brought their wives on their morning shows, and they talked about how they went on vacation and everything, and I never did anything like that for some reason. But we were sitting around the other day, and my wife said, why don't you bring your family on the show? And I thought to myself, that's a pretty good idea, because I have a lot of people say to me, you know, we know all about your guest. You ask them all these questions. You grill them like crazy, but you never talk about yourself. My family thinks it's very highly unusual, but when I'm working, I don't do that. So we've decided to bring some of the Segi clan on the air, and we are bringing on the air two of my favorite people. Now, I have been married since 1973 to my wife, Claudia. We have two grown sons, Scott and Christopher. I have two daughter-in-laws, and I have two grandchildren, Dominic and Gianna. And joining us on the show right now are my son Scott from St. Louis and Christopher from Orlando. Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad. Dad, I'm still stuck on the fact you don't talk about yourself on this show.
Well, they started early. I thought at least we would be in maybe 3-4 minutes before it all started, okay? Because
the Ron Sedgy show.
The wrong show. This is the wrong show.
You know, maybe this wasn't such a good idea after all. I knew I should have brought on my grandchildren. They would have had far more respect for me. But let's start with Scott, because he's the oldest. Tell us some of the memories that you remember, and make it clean, okay? Some of the traditions that you carry on in your own home.
I've got Howard Stern in 10 minutes. We'll make this quick. It's really funny, because I was thinking about this, and I kind of break down Christmases and memories into three different buckets. Like, there was Christmas, which I always call home, back in Erie, which would have been through the 80s. And then there was Christmas in Florida through the 90s. And then Christmas, you know, now today in St. Louis since the early 2000s. But what really gets me is I don't remember anything in Florida from the 90s, like random things with Grandma and Aunt Jenny and stuff on Archwood and it all. Chris, you're exactly right. It all. I can tell you every gift in 1983 on Walker Boulevard. I couldn't tell you what I had for dinner last Christmas. It's so weird how time has flown. So all of my Christmas memories, and as I sit at night and still wrap presents and put up trees, you know, I watch Rudolph and Frosty the Snowman, and I still cry at, you know, 45 and a half years old, thinking of everything on Walker Boulevard. And the things that I remember are, as we've talked about before, like in 48 hours, seeing every member of the family. We had two grandmas, a grandpa, aunts, uncles, cousins, and somehow in 3 feet of snow in Erie, Pennsylvania, we accomplished all that. We had great Christmas mornings. We had surprises, and I know we'll go into some of the gift details, but all of my memories in 45 years, this is my 45th Christmas on Earth, are all in Erie, which is weird because my adult life has been St. Louis and Orlando, and those are just bits and pieces and fragments. The vivid things in my mind are all from here.
Well, you know, it's amazing you say that, because I think that that is not uncommon. I have the same problem, I don't know if it's a problem or not. I have the same situation, because, you know, you're younger and you're more impressionable at that particular age. What about you, Chris?
Well, hello. For Dad, all those memories stopped at 62.
Dad remembers the wise men, the manger, frankincense and myrrh.
Riding it on the donkey. But no, I mean, pretty much the same things. And Dad, I mean, you hit it on the nose. I mean, when you're a kid, I mean, you really look forward to it. And, I mean, you're doing the whole Santa thing. And, you know, you wait all year for it. So when it does come, you remember every bit of it. And then as you get older, and certainly in my case right now with my own family and two kids, it's more of a, like, I won't say a production, but, you know, you're trying to recreate those memories, you know. So here I am at 42, you know, watching Frosty the Snowman and Santa Claus Comes to Town and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and I'm recreating those same memories with my kids, meanwhile thinking back to, like, what Scott said, you know, in the 80s and stuff like that. Not that I'm comparing it, but just trying to give them the same memories that we had. But, you know, I mean, like what you said, Scott, you know, like sitting in Walker Boulevard, you know, with everyone coming over and then waking up the next morning with all the different presents. And we talked about this the other day. I could probably name everyone from every year. But, yeah, I mean, it's just it's a different angle now, and it's just as fun being on the dad end of it. So
what do you mean, Chris? What do you mean by the Santa thing?
Well, just when you're a kid. I mean, you look forward to Santa. And so you're...
Well, I still look forward to Santa.
This is the reason why he doesn't remember anything.
Right, you remember the years when there was alcohol involved.
No, you talk about alcohol involved. And for all of the listeners, just, you know, like, I didn't know until I was... Okay, go for it then.
And I still, to this day, and I think I told it last week, when I was a kid growing up, you wouldn't leave milk and cookies, you would leave a martini with the cells with Santa.
Well,
now looking back, I knew what that meant.
Santa had a real tough holiday season, I want you to know. He called me personally and he said, look, I'm very stressed out. I need a martini. This milk thing ain't going to cut it, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, when Santa left Walker Boulevard, he was really, really, really pushing an FUI, flying under the influence.
And by the way, if you don't know what Walker Boulevard is, it's the street that we lived on, okay? But, you know, I got to tell you something. When you talk about memories, one of the things that I'm going to bring up before you guys bring it up is the fact that we had to set up a camera and everything every year before we started to open a present.
Oh, yeah.
And that was my doing.
I brought that up the other day to Scott.
Yeah, we've never seen those videos.
Yeah.
I can't find them.
Yeah, so this was the best thing. So, you know, like, we would have all of our aunts and uncles over Christmas Eve, and there was the one year that I remember vividly that our cousin had on those 80s braces that came out and around her face like a robot, and you hung ornaments off of it. So we set up the martini. Chris and I went to bed upstairs thinking this is going to be great, and this went on for every year in Walker, so let's call it 10 years that we can remember vividly. And Dad would always set up the Canovision camera for all of these videos, and it would just pain us as we would sit in the dining room and look at all these presents while Francis Ford Coppola set up his camera system. And he always told us, one day you will appreciate this. One day you will appreciate this. And at the time, we're like, no, we just want to open up our presents. So now, Chris, I think you'll agree with me. We're at the age where we would appreciate that, and we can't find them.
We can't.
Exactly.
Wasn't there one year where you went through the whole thing and it never recorded?
Yes, yes, there was. I think that's the reason why we can't play them back. I think there was more than one year that happened, to be honest with you. Now, what about the footprints on the roof, though? We got up one morning. This even got me. I got to be very honest with you. And there were footprints on the roof of the family room extension on the back. And, you know, I said, hey, kids, look at this. The reindeer came, but I was a nervous wreck when I saw it.
Well, I remember specifically it was around the same time where, because Scott's 3 years older than me, to where he was starting to question the whole Santa thing and this and that, and I was still, you know.
Again, you said,
And I can specifically remember that every year when we'd wake up, there'd be the note from Santa, and Scott would always try to say, oh, this is your handwriting, Dad. This looks just, and you'd be like, oh, well, you just shut up and read the note. And so you were getting at that age to where you were starting to compare the handwriting. So then, of course, I questioned it too. And then the one morning we woke up and looked out the window and saw the first floor of the house, and you could see the roof by the chimney, and there was some animal print. And then it was no doubt that that was Santa's reindeer and the sleigh, and they were there. And that was pretty cool. It's a very vivid memory.
Yeah. The mom and dad's bedroom window, you could see right over the extension.
Yeah.
Now that I look back at it, it's almost like an animal crawled up the front and then slid down the back that looked like the sleigh tracks.
More on drunk on martinis got up there with a hoop and started dancing around.
Oh, gosh. Hey, guys, we got to pause for a second, okay? My guest today, whether it was a good idea or not, my two sons, Scott and Christopher, and we have a special guest that's going to join us when we return to Ron Sedgy Today on this Christmas weekend.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello. Friends you know, and everyone you meet.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back with Ron Segi today, live nationwide and around the world, and on Armed Forces Radio. And if you just tuned in, I am joined by my two sons, Scott and Christopher. Scott up in St. Louis, Christopher here in Orlando. We're doing a show that's bringing the family together with some memories of growing up in the Segi household, which is turning into a somewhat let's cut up dad session, but I knew that was going to happen. And we got another special guest that we're going to have joining the crowd right now, and that is the mother of these two boys and my wife, Claudia. Hi, Claudia.
Hi, Ron. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hello. Hello.
Very good. So I'm listening to some of your comments from the past, and to tell you the truth, I think so far you've done pretty good. You've remembered New Year's Eve when we've had the whole family over, and you remember the trips on Christmas Day where we would have to go visit two grandmothers, a grandfather, a step-grandmother, and when you guys were in leggings and one-piece snow outfits and everything, we managed to get all through that from morning till night and made everybody happy. And I'm glad you remember that. That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember every detail of it. And Chris, you don't know this, but Mom and I, you know, spoke this morning, and we were talking about some friends and family that are not doing so well. But I can vividly remember going from, like, Grandma Louise's house down to Grandpa's house. And, Chris, tell me if I'm wrong here, but if today we were in Erie, wouldn't Chuck and Jenny's be like the place you and I would hang out at?
Yeah, certainly. Any of those corner restaurants.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
No. Grandpa's house was a driveway away from Chuck and Jenny.
Their driveways were the same.
Yeah, and Chuck and Jenny's, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you might not know, probably don't hear about that every day, it was a corner bar and restaurant. The place was a dump, but it had good food. And
everybody went there.
Everybody went there, and it's like Cheers, only like down
you're
four
right.
degrees
yeah.
a little bit.
With Italians.
Cheers, that's right. Yeah, right, right.
And you guys have to admit, you guys had the best Christmases. You had the best Christmas gifts. Everything you ever wanted, Santa always brought you.
No. I mean, Christmases were awesome. And I think back to, like, those Knight Rider cars that we got. Mm-hmm. And, like, one of my most vivid memories, although we have the pictures of Chris and I on our skateboards, his Eddie Ratigi, my Corey O'Brien with our matching sweatpants and everything. But I remember one year vividly after all the gifts were given out.
You say that word a lot, vividly.
Explicitly. So I remember explicitly one year, behind the blue mm-hmm. couch, Dad goes, what is that? It was the hockey game. So it's like
air
today
hockey.
What would be the equivalent. No. Come on, Chris. It wasn't air hockey. It was like the equivalent today of like a bubble boy hockey, where it was the sticks that you would twist and move, and it was right behind the blue couch in the family room after all the gifts were done. Like an amazing mm-hmm. Christmas, yeah. Everything we wanted, and then one last gift that came out, and it was that hockey game. And again,
I remember that same thing, but it was a train set.
I never got a train.
It was a little metal train set. It was a little metal train. Same thing was behind the couch.
Chris, he wasn't supposed to know about that. I gave that to you on the side. Nice shot.
Chris, do you remember the comic book that I gave you?
No.
It was a comic book.
You made it or you bought it?
No, I bought it. It was when we were collecting comics. It was one of the big Batman comic books. When we used to go up there to the store by the Mill Creek Mall. But it was an expense. Like, at the time, it was probably 50, 60 bucks, and I used my paper money, and I put it in, like, four or five boxes. So a comic book was in the box that was almost as tall as you at the time. You don't remember that?
I do remember that. I still have all those comics.
I think it was the Killer Joke or something like that with the Joker.
I do remember that. Yeah, I do.
He had it in a box within a box within a box.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
So memories from Erie. But there is a vivid memory from Florida that I remember.
Did you just say vivid?
Vivid. It's been in my head lately. Someone's been saying this. So, Dad, I want you to tell it. Christmas 1993 in Florida. Christmas Day. Specifically, Christmas night.
Gosh.
Wow.
Wow. Okay,
so, me and obviously the three of you and Grandma Mary decided to go look at
this. Okay, I got it. We're driving down the street in Orlando, Florida. And Christmas in Orlando, Florida is not like in Pennsylvania or Ohio. I mean, it's beautiful, right? And as we're looking at these Christmas lights, and of course, you've got my two sons who are very, very young.
I was 17, Chris was 14. We're not very, very young.
So anyway, we're driving down the street, and I see this guy riding a bike. And he is totally... Oh, he had on boots. He had one white boots.
He had on... He had high heels.
High heels. He was totally naked.
Yep.
Totally naked, looking at the... Totally. Totally.
We chased him first. We drove around for a while to see where he was going.
I didn't know. I couldn't believe it. And I rolled down the window because I thought to myself, I need to ask him a question. And I thought maybe the most sensible question I could ask is... Why are you naked?
You're naked.
You're naked. Let me just say this, though, as we remember this and have a good time. But just think about this for a second. There's probably a lot of people who don't have these memories. None of them. They had a split marriage, a divorce, illness, whatever the case may be. Maybe the parents are serving in the service. They're being raised by a grandmother or something. And they don't have these memories. And when we sit here and talk about it, I can't help but think about those kind of families that never had those experiences. I mean, can you imagine asking somebody as an adult, what was your youth like? You know, what do you remember? And it's either a bad memory or no memory. And I think we are probably of the fortunate kind that we have great memories. And I, again, don't mean to get sentimental about it, but some people don't have what we have. You know, somebody may have a ton of money in the bank, but if they don't have these memories, it's worth nothing. Nothing.
We have a blessed family, and we have a blessed relationship, and we always did.
You know, it's so awesome, and we all, the four of us, as we talk and text on a daily, weekly basis, we all have our differences, we all have our attitudes, and we all have our standpoints. Cannot be more excited for, you know, Mom and Dad, you guys coming up now in a couple of days and spending Christmas together. But, Dad, this is one thing that I don't think we've ever asked. And I don't know if this is wrapping up the segment or we can get into the next section and, you know, bump off the Oak Ridge Boys or Lee Greenwood. I'll call Tony Orlando and say, hey, you know, I'm still talking to Dad. But what's a memory you have from Christmas at 3912 Elmwood?
Well, I got to tell you something.
Talk about himself on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, your brothers, Guy and Sam, and, you know, all the Cleveland crew came in. So, like, I think Chris and I are grounded in, you know, the memories we have, which were awesome. But, like, I can picture Grandma Mary's house. What are the things that you remember at our age? 9, 10?
Oh, Mom, give him a box of tissues.
I got to go in the house and get the paper towels. I'll be right back.
With you, the Ray Charles music.
Actually, we were going to do two segments. Charlene Tilton was going to be on our show, but now that they asked me about my childhood, I have to respond.
And we'll be here for the next 3 weeks. And
we're going to pause for a second. My guests are my wife, Claudia, my two sons, Scott and Christopher. And on this weekend of Christmas, we'll be right back with more.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Merry Christmas. President Biden marking his first Christmas in office with greetings to service members stationed around the world. He was joined in his address by First Lady Jill Biden. Speaking on a video link from the White House, Biden called the men and women on active duty the solid steel spine of the nation. He added that he knows how difficult it is to be away from loved ones during the holidays. It's been difficult for some people to get to see their loved ones on this Christmas, as travelers have been running into a lot of flight delays and cancellations. FlightAware says U.S. airlines have canceled or delayed around 2,500 flights now, more than 5,900 delayed or scrubbed around the world. But airlines are suffering because a lot of their staff is out with coronavirus, and there have been weather issues as well. And this is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
you're back, live all across the USA and around the world and on Armed Forces Radio. You're with Ron Seggi today. It's our Christmas show. This second hour we have kind of devoted to ourselves, and we hope that you enjoy the conversations that we're having with my family, my wife Claudia, my two sons Scott and Christopher. I have two daughter-in-laws that I mentioned in the introduction of this portion of the program, Kim and Kristen, and my two grandchildren, Dominic and Gianna, who are 8 and 6. And I hope I don't bore the audience, but I got to tell you something. In the 30 years, because we are embarking on this New Year's Eve, 31st year of doing this nationally syndicated radio show, and to go along with that, that doesn't include the other 250 years that I spent in radio and television in other cities. It's been a long run, and you have to excuse me for talking about our family, but I'm proud of them. I think Scott asked me what my Christmas was like as a child.
Probably Christmas of 57, probably.
No, that would have been 1857, you know. Actually, you're right on the money there, Chris.
8 years old, shocking.
Yeah. And when I was 8 years old, I just returned from Hollywood to see Tennessee Ernie Ford and Bob Barker, what every eight-year-old kid wants to do.
Wait, was that before or after Cadilla City?
That's before I met Steve McQueen. But anyway, going back to this thing. First of all, my family is in a two-story house, so my aunts live upstairs, my brothers and I and my parents live downstairs. And it was a big festive thing. And you're right, Scott. People would come in from Cleveland. It was a great affair. And New Year's Eve was fun because friends of the family would come over. My brothers are 10 and 12 years older than me. And it was very enjoyable. A lot of memories. But one of the memories that I do have is that I was born in Cleveland. And when Christmas morning came around, you know, everybody's all excited, especially me. I'm opening up the presents. Then at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we would drive from Erie, Pennsylvania to Cleveland to visit my grandparents. Well, it's tough when you're a young child and you have to leave all your toys behind and go 100 miles away and visit with aunts and uncles that all they wanted to do was drink wine and play cards in the Italian family. It lost a little bit.
Sounds like my kind of people. Yeah, I liked them.
Yeah, but that's how I spent. But I, you know, I have a lot of great memories from there too, and it was fun. And I didn't have to pay any bills. You know, it was a very, I didn't have children to worry about. No, it was great.
You still don't have any children to worry about.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So what was, you know, I could probably point out one or two things, and I'm sure Chris could too, but what is one gift that stands out in your mind? Like I said, I remember bringing out that hockey table behind the blue couch, and it was like,
you mean the train?
Wow. It was a hockey table. Well, I never got a train. Where is this train coming from?
It was a little metal train, and it was all metal, but it was tiny. And we put it in the front room. It was a circle, and it was motorized, and it went around. It was electric, but you had the motor on it, and it went around. And it was he hit it behind the couch. It was mm-hmm. the same scenario that you're saying.
Was it for you or for me?
Well, it was for both of us. We both played with it. But
I never played with the train.
What gift I best remember, I can tell you.
Yeah.
It was a truck, and it had a cab, and then it had behind it a trailer, you know, like a flatbed. And on the trailer was a huge speaker. It was, you know, like you would have in a, maybe like in a car dashboard in the old days, okay? But it was all yellow and black, and coming out of the speaker was a wire to a microphone. And you would drive the truck. It was a toy truck, you know, maybe like a Tonka truck, only, you know, big. You would drive the truck someplace, and you'd throw the switch, and you would get on the microphone, and you would talk. Now, tell me that I wasn't interested in this at a very young age.
Started it all.
That's where it all started.
Yeah.
You know, they always said it started at a small 5,000-watt radio station. Well, it all started with that little truck and the speaker on the back of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see on the corner by the Rendezvous singing mm-hmm. 16 Tons by Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Yeah. You saw that, huh? You heard about that.
We have clips.
And I got to tell you something. That is probably, be very honest with you, one of the only gifts that I remember is that truck with the big speaker on the back of it, and I sang My Way. It was hard to learn some of what the words meant of My Way when you're 7, you know. But I did it, and I did it my way.
What year did you get the Winky Dink?
Oh, I love the Winky Dink. Probably about the same time. I love the Winky. I love the Winky.
That's going to be the quote for Christmas. I love the Winky Dink.
I love the Winky Dink. Well, we have a guest on our show every year by the name of Elizabeth Warner, and she is a toy specialist. And I told her, I said, well, two of my favorite toys was Winky Dink and the Slinky. And one year, she sent me the Winky Dink. And if for people to know what the Winky Dink is,
look it up.
Look it up. Whatever you're thinking is what it is. Okay, it's a plastic screen that's used to put on the television to kind of adhere to it. And then the guy, and he used to host the Tic-Tac-Toe show, I can't think of his name right off the top of my head, he would draw something, but he would draw it backwards on a screen that he had in front of the camera, and then you would trace it, and before you know it, you had a cow or a dog on the screen.
It was the 50s version of Bob Ross.
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross.
That's,
yeah,
right.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly. Very good, yeah. Love the Winky Dink. Well, guys.
And the great Garloo. Don't forget the great Garloo.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
These
yeah.
people are probably going to listen to us and say, I'm never going to listen to Ron again. I think he's a mental kid.
Okay, last question.
What people? They're already gone.
Last question. Easy. One for each of you. What is your most memorable gift? Okay, Scott, you're up.
Wow. Most memorable, actually, my most memorable gift ever was actually for my birthday, not Christmas.
Okay.
And I still have the letter. But we're talking about Christmas. So it will probably be, oh my gosh, there's so many. Okay, I remember the skateboards, the Knight Rider cars. I mean, I know, Mom, you went everywhere to get us the best Transformers mm-hmm. ever, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then even in recent years, you know, as we flip-flop back and forth from St. Louis to Orlando, you know, some of the things, my Bose sunglasses. But, again, everything in the last 20 years has been a blur. Everything vivid, sorry, Chris, has been an eerie, and it will probably be, I still say it, that hockey thing, right behind the
mm-hmm.
couch.
That hockey thing.
Yeah, and then it went in the basement.
It was orange
yeah.
on the sip.
How about you, Chris?
Well, and obviously I just said it a million times, too, but it wasn't really just the gift of that train. It was a train, but it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it was
we got a train?
You had a hockey team, I had a train. It was just the delivery of it. Like, Christmas was over, and then, you know, with that on the couch, kind of like the whole Christmas mm-hmm. story thing with the rifle. And it was just cool. That like that's a memory that stood out.
Yeah.
A memory from Florida when I was still young. And you guys probably don't even remember this, but me getting that mop kit. Remember that pop?
I sure yeah. do remember
so,
that mop.
You know, when we came here, I was still young. I was 11, you know, so that was the first Christmas here. It was depressing, despondent, and all that, you know, that. And then, you know, getting that was pretty cool because that's something I wanted when we come down here on vacation. So I remember getting that puppet, which was cool.
And you show it to your kids today? Yeah.
Yeah, I still have it. It's still in my bedroom. To this day.
Chris, was Alf one of your Christmas gifts that you still have out?
No, that was a birthday gift, which I still have, too. We've been with my son right now. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you one final question, okay? Boys, think about this. Who do you like better, your mother or your father? Now, think about this before you say anything. Now, you don't have to answer that because I know the answer, and I can't take the strain of knowing the answer. Scott, Chris, thank you for doing this. I appreciate it. This was supposed to be one segment, ended up two segments. Now it's into three segments. It's been an enjoyable three segments, guys. We love you very much, and I hope that both of you have a great Christmas and many, many more with your friends and your family. And I hope that your mom and I can be part of it for many years to come.
And we're so proud of you.
Yeah, we hope so, too. All right, I'm going to start crying. I'm going to start crying. So, let's wrap this up.
This is the time of year.
As you can see, my two sons are pretty quick on the draw. You know what I'm saying? That was great. That was an enjoyable hour. I hope all of you have a very Merry Christmas. And please, thank you for indulging me and letting me bring my family on board and do something that I haven't done probably in my entire broadcast history, which spans pretty close to almost now 7 decades. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Blue skies, green lights.
Thanks, boys. I feel like Ozzy and Harriet here. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
I'll be home for
mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo.
that's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. We need to call in the pro, the digital lifestyle expert. Joining us right now is our friend, Mario Armstrong. Hi, Mario. How are you? Happy holidays to you.
Hey, Ron. Happy holidays to you, too, my friend. It's good to be here. I appreciate you having me on, and I'm really working hard today to try to help all the listeners out there for everything from the family to laptops, the technology, and kids' stuff as well.
I failed to mention in the introduction that Mario is a television host, a media personality, an expert in the digital lifestyle area. You've seen him on the Today Show, NPR, HLN. He's also a sneakerhead. You got to tell me what a sneakerhead is. I'm assuming it's somebody that likes sneakers.
It's somebody that loves sneakers and sneaker culture and the colors, the designs, the brands. So, yeah, so I love shoes. And one of the things that I do, since that is a weak spot of mine, is I attach shoes to particular goals that I want to achieve. And I can't wear those shoes until I achieve a specific milestone. That way it keeps me in check for not spending a bunch of money on shoes, but it also gives me a purpose for having them.
You know, you and my son would get along great. He has sneakers made, you know. Well, let's get to the laptops here before we get to the sneakers, all right? What do you have in the line of laptops? Because, let's face it, these things change every day, and boy, you know, if you don't have the latest idea on the table, we're a little hurt, especially if you're in business or something.
Yeah, and a lot has changed for people that are working more from home. Kids need better technology for school. So I love the HP Envy X360, the X360 15-inch size. It's a convertible laptop. What that means is it's a full laptop with a full keyboard, but it also folds. The screen folds, so you can use it as a tablet, or you can even prop it up like a tent, like almost like a teepee, and watch the screen without seeing the keyboard. So that's great for movies. It's also very lightweight for students and professionals on the go. It's under 4 pounds. And it's got a beautiful display, fast processor speed, and it's got an AMD or Intel Core processor. You have your choice. So whatever it is that you're trying to get done with that HP Envy X360, you can get it done.
Okay. Tell us about this idea that you have for the home and for the kids, and it's a Ring and Viacom. Tell us about that. That kind of interests me, Mario.
Yeah. So, well, it's two. Maybe it's because you think it's one thing, but it's really two different things that's coming at you. So the first one is the all-new Ring Alarm Pro, which gives you the protection of the Ring Alarm, which I have at my house and love it. But this one also includes a built-in Eero Wi-Fi 6 router, and that just means that you get additional technology built in to help keep your network up and running. And so there are new features that technology enables, like 24/7 backup internet, which means your devices like laptops and security cameras can stay online in case of an internet outage. And then they even have other features like the optional Ring Edge, which means you can save videos. Let's say someone comes to your front door or you're seeing something outside of your front, you want to save that video, you can save that directly to your Ring Alarm Pro device.
Wow, that's very cool. Now, I am fascinated with a 3D printer, okay? I don't know how it works. I've never seen one work except on television or on a YouTube. Tell us about a 3D printer and how we can get one at a, you know, pretty reasonable price, because I know that they're so sophisticated, they still can cost a little bit of change.
Well, yeah, they absolutely are. It's still new technology,
Right. Although
a lot of people are using them. But Glowforge is a leader in the space, and that's spelled Glow, F-O-R-G-E. They have an iconic 3D laser printer that really brings to life anything you can dream of. So I've seen people make children's toys from this, modern art, elaborate holiday or wedding decorations that they've made from the device. So it's basically a great idea for someone that creates or a DIYer in your life. They can take a hand-drawn sketch or a favorite photo and start creating, because it has built-in cameras and sensors. And so you come up with the idea that you want to create, and then it really makes that tangible physical product. So some people are doing this for fun, as hobbies, as family activities. Others are doing it because they can actually sell the products that they make on places like Etsy and Amazon and others. So lots of great uses there for the Glowforge.
But Mario, what is the material you put in to create whatever you're creating?
It depends on what it is you want to create. It's a great question. Like if you want to create ornaments or something like that, I mean, you can do everything from plastic to wood to other types of materials. So it really depends on what it is that you want to create.
If you put wood in there, I mean, is it like a lathe? I mean, do you get a lot of wood chips?
No, it's much more sophisticated than that. I mean, not that you're going to have if you're worried about like a bunch of mess, you're not going to have that kind of experience. I mean, it's not going to create something super big, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So these are small items.
What are some other good ideas you might have? Because, you know, it's very difficult for somebody who wants a lot of things to even know what's out there, unless there's somebody like yourself who knows the whole story. Well, you got anything more up your sleeve? Because I got to tell you.
I got something for the kids.
Hey, good.
For the parents and caregivers, aunts and uncles out there, you got to help those nieces and nephews up. For the young kids, is Blues, Clues, and You. Checkup Time Blue is what it's called. Now, we all know Blues, Clues from the Nickelodeon character, but this is a pretend play doctor set that encourages kids to take care of others. Blue is dressed in a patient gown, has a bandage and a removable mask, and the kids press on Blue's paw to hear Josh guide them through the checkup. And then Blue barks, her chest, cheeks, and mouth light up, guiding the little doctors right through the examination. I mean, there's a play tablespoon for medicine. There's a play thermometer, a play stethoscope. They really get to play doctor with this little blue plush doll.
Boy, that sounds like a much more sophisticated way to play doctor than what I did. I couldn't let that one go by, you know?
No, it's true. I think we had Milton Bradley.
Well, you know, you had that little thing where every time you put a tweezer in it, it hit
that's
a bell.
That's right, yeah. Little red nose. Yeah. That's right.
I killed more of those games than you can imagine.
You left too many patients dead on the table, man. Run, on.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me operate anymore.
That's why you're in radio, buddy. You're doing really well here. You're a pro in this space. I got one other idea for you. It's the Anchor 623 magnetic wireless charger. Now, this will charge your iPhone 13 or iPhone 12 and your earbuds in one single place without any messy cables. And what's great about this, though, if you could imagine, it's a round, it's a cylinder. It's about 40% smaller than a soda can. So think about half the size of a soda can in height. And your phone magnetically attaches to it. You can put it on there vertically or horizontally. And you can angle it, like up to, I believe it's like a 60 or so degree angle, so that you can actually watch your content from it while it's charging. It's just really great. I think it's small. You can carry it with you while it's on the go, and it comes in multiple colors.
Where can you go, Mario, for more information on what we chatted about today?
So go to techgifts.tv.
Techgifts.tv. TV. Hey, Mario, you're a great guest.
Hey,
your return.
I appreciate that, man. Thanks so much. I appreciate hearing that from you. I don't take it lightly. And happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, too, my friend. And get those sneakers that you want this holiday season.
Do the same for your son, buddy.
Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect, trust ADT because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
ladies and gentlemen, that's our Christmas show for this year, and I want to thank my guests for being part of it. Lee Greenwood, Dina Martin, Sarah Tracy, Mario Armstrong, and my two sons and wife, Christopher and Scott, and Claudia Seggi, the Seggi family, visiting Memories of Our Christmas. Well, on behalf of all of us here, we want to wish you a most blessed holiday season with love and happiness and peace. And until next week, when we do our New Year's Eve show, which will embark on our 31st year of starting this show, I hope that you and your family have blue skies and green lights.